There's a song written by John G. Daly that's titled, "Why Did My Savior Come to Earth?" The song causes us to think about why Jesus had such a lowly birth, why he would suffer, and why he would die on the cross. The hymn answers its questions by affirming, "Because he loved me so." Love is why Jesus came to this earth. But what did he come to accomplish? Well, first of all, the Bible tells us in Luke 19, verse 10, that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus tells three parables in Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the prodigal son. These parables demonstrate the joy that God receives when the lost are found and they return to him. How thankful we ought to be that our Heavenly Father runs to greet his children who return home. Jesus came to earth because he cares for and he wants to save the lost. The second reason that Jesus came to this earth is what Jesus says in John 10, verse 10. Jesus came to give the more abundant life. Our good shepherd, as Jesus calls himself, he gave his life so that we might have life. And it's not just any life that he gives us. He gives us the abundant life. He gives life that is overflowing. This abundant life is found only in Jesus Christ. He said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the life." What's emphasized there is, "I am the only life." Jesus made such an encouraging statement to Martha when he said in John 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." How grateful we should be for the abundant, overflowing life that Jesus offers to those who come to him and obey him. Jesus came to earth to give us the more abundant life. And then the third reason that Jesus came to this earth is what he said in Matthew 5, verse 17, Jesus came to fulfill the law of Moses. During his ministry on earth, Jesus kept on referring to the fact that he was fulfilling the law of Moses. Even when the crowd arrived in the garden to arrest Jesus, Matthew 26, 52 through 56 says, that fulfilled the old law. When Jesus was crucified, Colossians 2, 14 says that the law of Moses was nailed to the cross as well. And Jesus is now the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises, Hebrews 8, verse 6 says. Praise be to God for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross to bear the sins of many, Hebrews 9, 28 says. Jesus came to earth to fulfill the old law and establish a new and better covenant. His great love for us is the foundation of why Jesus came to earth. And his purpose in coming to earth was to seek to save the lost, to seek and save the lost, to give the more abundant life, and to fulfill the old law. So what should we do in response to our loving Savior? Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."